Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today is May 19th, and I will call to order the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. Thank you for your patience while Co-Chair Johnson and I were in another meeting, but we're ready to get going now. I am going to go ahead and open a public hearing on House Bill 3304A relating to licenses issued by the State Landscape Contractors Board. Ms. Toe, do you have anything by way of introduction for us?
Yes. Co-chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 3304 comes to you from the House Committee on Business and Labor. The State Landscape Contractor Board licenses landscape contracting businesses and landscape construction professionals. Right now, landscape construction professionals must meet experience and education requirements by passing a written competency exam. And this bill allows person applying for the landscape construction professional license to satisfy the examination requirement by either passing the written exam or passing an 8-hour practical skills test and attending a 6-hour business practices class. It requires the Landscape Contractor Board to offer this practical testing skills at least 3 weeks a year, starting May 1st, 2016, and it allows the board to establish fees to offset the cost of this test. And it requires the board to have written examination translated into Spanish by January 1, 2016. And on OLIS, you will have a no fiscal impact statement, and there is a fiscal impact. It is an other fund fiscal impact. And one thing to note is that the Landscape Contractor Board is a semi-independent state agency. It's subject to the agency's budget is not subject to executive branch review, approval, or modification by the Legislative Assembly. It is a fully other fund agency.
Thank you so much. I just I have one person on the witness registration. Representative, are you here to talk to this bill? Why don't you go ahead and come on up, and if there's anybody that you want to bring with you, we're happy to hear all of you on the same panel. Welcome to our subcommittee.
Thank you, Co-Chair. Do you want me to introduce myself now?
Please.
Co-chairs, committee members, I'm Dallas Hurd, representative from House District 2. And myself, along with Representative Witt and Nierman, chief sponsored this bill. Professionally, I'm a landscape contractor myself, and so I would like to think that I've had quite a bit of experience as far as what it takes to become compliant, licensed in this state. It's my belief that our current system of people meeting compliance is too narrow. It's too difficult to become licensed. And so this is merely my effort, as well as my colleagues' effort, to put forward more options for people. This isn't the test plus this, this, and this. This is this test or this test or this test. So going back to the practical skills test, it just makes logical sense to me that when you're dealing with operating equipment, planting plants, managing people, seeing a vision of what a landscape could be, it just makes more sense to do a practical skills test to me, similar to if you were going to have either or with driving, you wouldn't do the written and not the driven, you'd have the driven. So that's how I see this. And then going back to the Spanish translation, I think it's important that in a state where Spanish is, I believe, our second most used language, and a lot of folks from that culture are really invested in this industry and are very talented at it, that we actually have an opportunity for them to actually become licensed. Because currently, if you're not a prolific reader of English, you will not become licensed in this state. And so this is my effort to try to open the doors of opportunity for people that I think are very talented and have a real ambition to pursue their own dreams. And currently, I feel like we're really inhibiting that effort. So.
Yeah, thank you so much, Senator.
Just a comment. I've been around here long enough to watch licensure used in some cases as a closed shop to exclude others. And I think that it's fairly remarkable that the bill that you are espousing not only opens the doors to opportunity, but also opens them in a field where you are. So you're ostensibly inviting the creation of more licensed landscape contractors that could eventually compete with you. I'm just commenting that I think it is altruistic and somewhat unusual in my experience.
Yeah. Yes, Senator.
I just want to thank you for sponsoring this bill because the two people you have on it would make it a little more questionable.
That goes without saying.
Representative Wood. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to note for the record that Representative Hurd is far too gracious, and the work was almost exclusively his. And he has done yeoman's work here. And Senator Johnson far better articulated precisely what I was going to attempt to say, which is far too often we see folks who try and compete on the basis of excluding others. And Representative Hurd has, I think, found an instance where the current system is entirely inappropriate, and he's gone and done the right thing, and perhaps even at his own financial disadvantage. But he has pursued the right thing right from the very start, and his integrity is to be commended.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all. Representative, I had a question. I apologize. I came here without my laptop, and I can't pull the text up, but that's quite all right. My question is this. Would the skills test be offered bilingually as well, or just the written test?
Currently, that's not part of the bill. That has come up in conversations. Currently, it's my effort to try to work with the Landscape Contractors Board and make them make it easy for them to get this testing process going. And so I think that's something we probably pursue later, just because I feel like this is going to be somewhat of a heavy lift for them in the first couple of years trying to get this going. And I feel the skills test will offer enough of an opportunity to where most folks, regardless of their primary language, will be able to get started and get their feet wet. But it's something I think once we see the success of the test begin to rise, we can start addressing those issues and further expand it in that way.
I just had another quick question for you, and I asked this question of everyone with annoying frequency. The emergency clause on this. Tell me why there's an emergency clause on this measure.
You know, I didn't even check that part.
I'll answer that question.
So, please.
I was the originator of this bill, and I wanted to follow up on Senator Johnson's point, too. Was congratulating Representative Hurd on essentially putting forward a bill that works against his own interests. And I want to say that the originator of the bill is Peter Padilla, who's actually a constituent of yours, but he's a friend of mine, and that's why he brought the idea to me. He's also a landscaper, so he's also working against his own interests. The original version of this bill had no emergency clause on it. Actually, let me take that back. The original request to Legislative Council they put an emergency clause on it without my permission. I sent it back to them and had it taken off. The amendment put the emergency clause back on. So I think that the path that emergency clause took is instructive on kind of some of the stuff that goes on here. But anyway, the original version of the bill had no emergency clause on it.
And if I may, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to remove that because there is a further amendment coming as far as some small tweaks and whatnot, trying to, again, work with the Landscape Contractors Board on some minor details.
Well, and this is instructive. More often than not, we're seeing emergency clauses pop up in places where they weren't requested in the first place and don't make a discernible difference. But thank you for that candor, everyone. And are you Mr. Moreno?
I am indeed, yes.
All right, I have you signed up, so please, welcome to our committee as well.
Thank you. Co-chairs, esteemed committee members, my name is Alberto Moreno. I'm the chair for the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, which is a commission that represents the needs and contributions of over 500,000 Latinos in the state of Oregon. The Oregon Commission on Hispanic Affairs strongly supports House Bill 3304 as an important connection to the industry for Latino Oregonians pursuing professional landscaping licenses. We believe House Bill 3304 adds needed pathways for many highly skilled Latino Oregonians and others into the landscaping industry. For those wishing to apply their extensive agricultural skills in running a licensed landscaping business, this bill provides the necessary means to access training, improve their credentials in exams or field tests. While Spanish language exams are an important addition to help Oregon capture the skills of many Latinos, to many more indigenous people and others whose primary language is not Spanish but who are expert in many aspects of landscaping and planting, this would be a great opportunity. We greatly appreciate the work of the sponsors of this bill and want to call out Representative Hurd on this and his leadership and I think his altruistic vision, as you put it. It is uncommon for me in my work, both in community and in capital, to see this kind of altruism, and I think you do well by calling it out, by naming it, and by creating that leadership example is something that we can, as Oregonians, more aspire to. So I thank you for that. I thank you for your work in this, and we hope that you will support this important bill. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions? Yes, Senator Johnson.
I appreciated the exchange that the chair had with Representative Hurd about the practical skills. And the other thing I might add to that is that, was it 6 hours of business practices, eventually getting that to a bilingual situation? I recognize what you're saying, Mr. Moreno, that not everybody speaks Spanish, but what this also demonstrates is a sort of incremental approach to legislation. I think all too often there's a tendency in this building to want to hit a home run at every at-bat, and to bring this in a phased way, to let the agency absorb the cost, to let the potential field of professionals come into the process, makes all the sense in the world. I just commend for your consideration both the practical skills piece and the business practices piece taught in languages that are welcoming.
And if I may hit on the business license aspect of it, I wanted to go the route of an instructional course rather, and that's the 6 hours you referenced. And it, just keep in mind, the practical skills, 8 hours, or the business license class of 6 hours, those are the limit of how long they'll take. They could be less if we find a way to make it a good test or a good class within a smaller amount of time. I felt it was important to offer it as a class for the business license because I found that the test, yes, I passed it, but I felt it would have been a lot better for myself as well as my customers that I could have actually been taught all the state statutes and just the different laws and rules that I needed to follow in my profession so that I could better serve my clientele. I felt it would have been better to have had a class to instruct me rather than to test me. Because as we all know, this building creates a lot of laws and rules that are almost impossible for most human beings to track.
Follow-up?
This is a target of opportunity. I'm looking at Mr. Denno sitting in the back of the room, and it gives rise to a couple of questions. One of them is, I don't know whether or not the model that you're establishing could be transportable to other places. The continuing education requirement at the Construction Contractors Board has been a thorn in the paw of a lot of folks, particularly when they're required to take instruction in disciplines that they do not practice. An excavator, for example, working in a very narrow bandwidth of excavation, suddenly having to take all sorts of, you know, housing envelopes and sheetrock and all the rest of that sort of stuff. So I don't know, Mr. Denno, and you're not at the witness table, but whether or not this becomes a model that is scalable and exportable to other places. And I ask that as a rhetorical question. The other thing is, Mr. Denno's clients have, or customers, have been kind of crabby about how much the fees are, how onerous the training requirement is, time away from making money to go sit in a class. Have you generally, and this would be fee-driven, I think the other funds are fees, have you kind of generally socialized this with your colleagues who may not be as generous of spirit as you are?
Well, if I believe I understand you correctly, you're referring to how are we going to fund the testing itself? Is it going to be through license holders' fees? It's my intent to not put this on the back of the current license holders, rather on the applicants themselves.
Okay. All right, that answers that question. So if I wish to take this and avail myself of the opportunity, it's a fee-for-service model that is being done by the landscape board.
Correct.
Okay.
Cool. If you use it, you pay for it.
Other questions?
And obviously there's initial startup costs. I mean, that's just how this is. I mean, we're not going to have 100 people that want to become licensed landscape contractors offering up money before they even have an opportunity to take the test that does not exist yet. So there's going to be, which is why we're in front of you.
Yes, Senator.
I got one more question. What are the other amendments? Because we are nearing the end of the session, and I would like to see if you're going to get these done expeditiously so that we can begin badgering the co-chairs for a work session.
We will. We'll be starting that process tomorrow. I have several here. I don't know if you do you want me to go through them or.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, yes, please.
So one of the small ones, again, this I don't believe this is going to impact it from a cost standpoint. If anything, it should reduce it. And I want to commend the ladies from the Landscape Contractors Board that are actually here. They've been working with myself, Representative Smith and whatnot, and trying to make this work for all parties as best as possible. And so these are some of the critiques that we've come up with. One of them would be... and it's just an oversight. The hardscape aspect of this industry is not covered in this bill. Just as a small example, maybe a concrete pathway, flagstone pathway, retaining walls, things like that. And so this would allow the Landscape Contractors Board or whoever they may subcontract who would create this test to come up with a possible real skills test, an environment that would actually test you on those types of parts of the industry. Let's see, another one. One that comes to mind is as far as we agreed on the frequency as far as it needed to be offered, three different seasons, you know, spring, summer, fall, just to name a few. And then I had it originally, and I think the current bill in its form it has it as a minimum of 1 week per season. We're going to reduce that to 2 days per season for now while we get this going, but they obviously have the authority, the board does, to increase that if the demand is such. And I believe it will be if it's properly advertised and applied and whatnot. Also, there's so just some background on it. So myself and my company, I'm what's called an all-phase licensed landscape construction company. I have the business license, the landscape professional license, which if I was just simply a landscape professional and Representative Whitsitt was a landscape business, I could work for her under her business license to do landscape construction, but I could not work on my own. I couldn't add or anything like that, hey, I'm a landscape contractor, because I don't have the number yet to be a license, an actual business. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually break it up to where you can take different parts of the skills test. Maybe it's only 2 hours to do irrigation or 3 hours to do plants. And so we break it back up into the more traditional sense of how the current written exam is broke up. And then just one more, because I don't think you'll probably want me to go through every single part of this, but backflow protection devices, that's something where the Landscape Contractors Board did a very good job in years past working with, is it the Plumbers Board? Okay, the Plumbers Board to allow us as license holders to actually install these devices, which is important because when you're putting in a sprinkler system, not having to subcontract, which is not something we were allowed to do actually in the past, a plumber, or in this case have your customer pay for a plumber to come in and do what is a very expensive installation, we can save the customer cost, ourselves cost, and get the project more completely done ourselves by installing a backflow protection device. But we'll have to break that apart, and that won't actually be part of the skills test. It will remain a written part of the exam, but it'll also be offered in Spanish with this bill.
Excellent. Any further questions? Well, thank you, gentlemen. Go plant the seeds, fertilize this thing, and bring it back to us full blooming as soon as possible, and we'll go from there. I'll go ahead and conclude the public hearing. Anything else for the good of the order? Then we are adjourned. Adjourned. Then we are adjourned.